Hello?
Hi, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All the answers are confidential. So to start, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction the country is headed?
That's a hard question. We're not sure where it's headed till November, right?
Yeah. But currently, would you say you are...
I'm all right with Biden. He's all right. We're doing all right right
Biden,
now.
And you're very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one is climate change from 0 to 10.
About 7.
Next, crime and violence.
About 7. Really not that bad where I'm at anyway.
Next, immigration.
0.
Next, criminal justice reform.
7.
Next, democracy.
10.
Next, abortion rights.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
K-12 education.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Housing rights.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Student loan debt.
My son's is paid off, but I guess 7.
Healthcare.
10.
And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
And what is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, something else?
Female.
And what is the year of your birth?
I don't want to say. 67.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associates.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you have that means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter for you.
7. It's not, you know.
Okay, and how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
I'm going to say 10, because they wouldn't be trying to make it so hard for them to vote if they didn't have any power, right? 10.
Okay, and please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, And five means that you do not feel warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, organization, please indicate so. So the first person is Larry Krasner.
I never heard of him.
Next, Sherelle Parker.
No.
Next, J.D. Vance.
Zero.
Next, Bob Casey.
7, 8.
Eight is fine for you, or 7?
Yeah, 8's good.
Next, Josh Shapiro.
10.
Next, John Fetterman.
Oh, he's changed. Maybe a 5. I don't know what to say about him right now.
A 5 is good for
you? Yeah, 5 is good.
Okay. And thank you for your time. We're almost done. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or you're undecided?
Oh, no, definitely Kamala.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for a U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for a president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that people who vote can make a big change and a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A moderate difference. There's a lot of factors, that come to policy change, so.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top 3 reasons that apply for you. The options are, there's not enough outreach to people like me. 2, the issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. 3, politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people. 4, politicians don't keep their promises. And 5, the system is racist and not built to support black people.
Well, I'm not a black person, but I agree with 5.
And
the rest of them don't really apply to me.
And if you have to pick the most 3 important to you, even if you're not a black person?
Well, 5 is important. I don't know what other ones to pick. None of them really. I get calls all the time about my vote.
I can read the options again, the other 4 options you go on.
Okay, please.
Okay, you said already the option 5, so the option 1 is there's not enough outreach to people like me. 2, the issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. 3, politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people. And 4, politicians don't keep their promises. You can select 2.
Well, 3 and 4, but 4, they can make promises, but if it doesn't go through the House and then the Senate, then there's lots of factors in place. They can't always keep their promises. They shouldn't be making them, I guess.
Okay. And do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
Let's go with a 7 there.
So would you say agree or strongly agree?
Agree. Not strongly agree, because there's some good people out there.
And I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote will make a difference. Please select the top 3 reasons that apply for you. Number one, if black people had more money and resources. Two, if there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods. Three, if I could get all government benefits like help with student loans, small businesses, money, tax credit, and home utility discounts on one website or app. Four, if there were black leadership organizations that held the government accountable to the black community. And five, if there was more transparency to track how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians. You can select three options.
The first one, what was that again?
If black people had more money and resources.
Oh, yes. One. That's one. The last one you said. Mm-hmm. And what was number two?
Number two, if there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And below is a list of some policies that, if implemented, will empower black communities by ensuring our elected officials represent our community experience and priorities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each policy will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the policy will strongly motivate you to vote. 5 means that you are not sure. 0 means the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. And you may choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, sometimes it feels like politicians make promises they never keep, but we hold the power to demand accountability and push for change in our communities. Mayor Sherelle Parker's $6.3 billion budget is a step forward, funding more police officers, better streets, improved public transit, and cleaner neighborhoods. We're not just voting, we're keeping receipts. If politicians don't follow through, we'll show them the door. So from 0 to 10?
10.
Next, they don't want us to believe nothing gets better, so we don't vote. But we can hold our leaders accountable and demand real changes. This year, the Pennsylvania Senate Democrats took a big step forward passing key policy reform bills. Senate Bill 459 requires police to maintain detailed records of use of force incidents. Our community's future is at stake. If they don't step up, we will vote them out and find someone who will. From 0 to 10?
10.
Next, it's easy to doubt government promises, but our strength can secure resources. Governor Shapiro is offering $10.5 million in federal grants for small, diverse businesses affected by COVID-19. Grants range from $2.5K and $10,000. Stand with us and with our involvement is crucial. It's our duty to take advantage of these resources. From 0 to 10?
If you need them, 10, yeah.
And finally, no matter what party is in control, sometimes life does not get better for many of us in the black community. But as Nipsey Hussle said, sometimes you have to take 2 steps back to take 10 forward. Change can take a long time, but it does happen. Our voters are our leverage. And if they don't deliver for our communities, we'll make sure that they are out of the job. From 2 to 10?
What? You're talking about the politicians?
No, about this statement. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote about this statement?
Oh, 10. I'm okay. I'll be ready in a second, honey.
And thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change from issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
To change the issues? Well, 10, because if I vote anything other than blue, then I feel like I'm trapped in a dystopian world, because Trump will win, and that would just be an awful thing for me.
Okay, and how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter
to their
community.
I think they have a lot of power. I think that a lot of times they're prevented from voting, you know.
So would you say
depending on where they live, but I'm going to say 10, they have a great deal of power.
Okay. And again, some people say that no matter what people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
I think it makes a difference.
It makes a moderate, big, or small difference?
It makes a big difference.
And
people,
as you may know, there will be
want,
an election,
right?
For president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Oh, I'll be there first thing in the morning. Always.
So 10 is extremely likely?
10, yeah.
And do you consider yourself as straight, lesbian, or gay, bisexual?
Ally, but straight.
Sorry?
Straight. I'm straight, yeah.
Oh, thank you. And are you currently married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I am.
And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And are you registered to vote, or like many other people, are you not registered?
Oh, I'm registered.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Just Democrat in name. I'm probably more to the left than Democrat.
Okay, so I'm not a strong Democrat?
No, but...
Or strong, since we only have those two options.
Well, let's go with strong.
Okay. And how would you describe your appointment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired?
Well, my husband works, so I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. So would you say
homemaker, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And last year, that is 2023, what was your totally family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
75-ish, 75K, I think.
Thank you. And what is your present religion, if any?
Loosely Lutheran.
You see. Here it is. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
A few times a year for me. A few times a year for me. My husband goes weekly, and my daughter goes to Catholic school, so I don't know. But
okay.
We're a mixed family.
Thank you very much. So this concludes our survey. I do appreciate a lot your time, and thank you for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.